Full disclosure here. This is going to be a tough episode for some of you. We're going to talk about content that could trigger some emotions. We're going to talk about miscarriages. So, if you need to pause or skip this episode, trust me, I understand. It's very, very difficult. So, wanted to get that out there. Let's get started.
The following episode contains subject matter that may not be suitable for all audiences. The stories and quotes you're about to hear are real. Parental discretion is advised.
One of the things that has made my channels explode is what men have said to women. And what's key about those things is these quotes are done behind closed doors. So a lot of people ask, why are you doing this, Robbie? Why are you talking about these things? Because they are done behind closed doors. And I had zero clue that any man was talking to any woman like this. I thought I was a really bad husband. I thought that I talked bad to my wife, but I never talked to her like this. And so it's time for people and men to recognize what's going on in our world behind closed doors. So I'm going to dedicate several of my episodes to quotes from men. I want people to constantly be reminded what's going on and that this is unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. And maybe my episodes, my videos, my channels can help men pause, think about what you're about to say, and recalibrate. Because we can't do this. So these are quotes from men to women after they've had a miscarriage. The day after I had a miscarriage, my ex made me get on a boat with his friends. A piece of me was dying inside. When he turned around and told me, "Cheer up. This is fun." I was in so much pain when he tried to leave. He turned around and looked at me and said, "I just got home from work. I'm in pain too." While I was bleeding and crying upstairs, he threw a Christmas party in our house. This next one is, it sounds harmless to a lot of men. But when you pause and really think about it, it can be just as hurtful. We can just have another one. I understand that there's a debate on what is a fetus, but to many women, it's not just another one. I have three children. God forbid I lost either one of those. It's not just another one. Stop being a crybaby. Just use the coat hanger next time. Maybe it's a good thing that you lost it, because now you can start to work on losing weight. So you're going to dismiss this loss in her life while insulting the way she looks. I'm telling y'all, It's just unbelievable. The process, the mind frame behind men, and why they even think this is okay. It's comical. When thinking about my miscarriage, I'd start to cry when he would say, "Oh my God, here we go again with all that fake crying." Well, at least you don't need to get an abortion now. He said this to me while he was playing video games. He knew I was bleeding when he said, "Well, at least you won't have to choose between me or it." How can you be sad? You didn't even know you were pregnant until this happened. He never understood why a piece of me died that day. I would randomly cry. And then finally one day he said, "Stop crying. There was never a baby." Where has our empathy gone? Where? Where is it? Just because you don't understand, or because you don't think it's a big deal, or you think it's just a ridiculous reason, doesn't give you the right to put down a human being for their struggles. I don't do these videos to necessarily make you understand. I do them to help you understand that people's feelings matter. You may think it's dumb. They don't. And she's the person that you love. Why do you carry this anger that allows you to speak like this to these women?
Situation, find us on your favorite social media site by searching at The Robbie Harvey.